Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
With that, we welcome you to Frickers in Adrian. Just like the promo said, South Main Street in Adrian. It's actually our second to last show for the sports season. I feel like we were just out here interviewing the fall sports athletes, and here we are with spring sports. We're going to talk some baseball, softball, and some alumni activities at Adrian College. My name is Ian Wentz. We're going to talk with Abby Pad, Macy Shang from softball toward the end of the hour, Jenny Carlson, the alumni director. We're going to start off our show with a couple of guys. We're going to go to the bullpen first. You normally don't do that, but it's going to be a bullpen day. We have Tripp Russo and Luke St. Antoine from the Adrian College baseball team. As we have three more games this season, listeners out there can catch the first game against Albion College this afternoon at 5. I'll be up in the press box calling some Bulldog baseball. Right now on the season, 23-13, but the number that matters is in the conference, 12-6. It's a very competitive league this year. Adrian could be anywhere from first to fourth by the end of this weekend, so we'll see how things shape out. We're going to learn a little bit about these guys. We'll go left to right as I'm looking at you. Tripp, senior from Tampa, Florida. What's a Florida guy doing up here in Michigan?
Yeah, I'm a long ways away from home for sure. My freshman year of high school, or my sophomore year, I believe, we had a guy from Tampa come up here. His name was Mo Hanley. He was supposed to be
heard of him.
He was supposed to be a second round draft pick out of here, but he ended up hurting his arm.
Yeah.
So he ended up falling to the ninth to the Angels. But I grew up with Mo. Mo and I played together growing up. So as soon as he kind of came up here, he kind of set the way for us Tampa guys. And I think I'd say probably 25% of our roster, if not more, is all from Tampa, local guys. So, yeah. So it's pretty cool to come up here with my friends and come up here so far away and have guys up here that I already know. So it's been a great experience for sure.
Do you stay in touch with Mo? Were you guys close?
Yeah, I saw Mo over home at back home over Christmas break. My dad actually coached him in travel ball growing up. His high school is about 20 minutes from mine, so he has a great relationship with my family. He and I have a great relationship, so he's been a huge mentor for me, especially when I was young as a freshman and he was a senior.
So, Tripp, that's like a It's Mo, right? Mm-hmm. But it's the program, right? It's Coach Rainey.
Without a doubt.
When you came in, it was, 26 years or 27 years coaching baseball. You know, hey, this is the guy that's going to be working with me, him and his staff, and it's a winning program.
For sure. Like
that had something to do with it too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I knew coming into this whole thing, I knew I wanted to be at a winning program when I got out of high school. That was one of the number one things, and Adrian's always had great success with all of that. Coach Rainey's done a heck of a job over his many years here. But he set a winning culture for all of us, and it's something that when you come in, you kind of expect to win, and that's been the mindset since day one, and he's done a great job of telling all the boys that, and older guys, like when I was a freshman, Mo being one of those guys, kind of set the precedent for all of us.
Yeah, and it's, the expectation to compete and win the conference and play in the NCAA postseason. You were, what grade would you have been when they went to the World Series?
I was actually a freshman on that.
I was your freshman?
Yeah. So I was able to go to the World Series my freshman year, and that was an awesome experience. Mo was actually on that team as well. But my freshman year, there was a couple of us that were fortunate enough to get to go there. So being a young guy, that was a pretty cool thing to see.
So, it's for the young guys, like, hey, we can do it. It's been done. It's right there with the success of the program. Very cool. Have you been throwing a baseball since you were 2 or 3 years old?
Oh, I've been throwing a baseball. It's the first thing I learned how to do, for sure. I've been doing this a long time. It's been a heck of an experience. Senior year, so it's all coming doing in. But with everything that I've done for baseball, I wouldn't trade it for the world. So it's been a good run.
Looking at some career numbers, 46 games, 54 innings in relief. What?
That's crazy, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Too big, too small, and
it's crazy.
We were talking off air, and you're like, I haven't been in a lot this year. Well, okay, 46 games, and out of the bullpen, too. You're not going to pitch every day.
Right.
For the most part.
Right.
Some guys you can throw a little bit more, but, I guess hearing that.
Yeah, when I was a freshman, I threw a good amount, same with sophomore year. As I've gotten older, I think, like I said, I haven't really thrown as much. And that's been okay. I've kind of stepped up and tried to take more of a leadership role. We got a lot of young guys on our team. So just being able to guide those guys and, you know, show them, hey, we've been to a World Series. We can do this stuff. It's been pretty cool to kind of lead those guys and watch guys like Luke, who's been one of my best friends since I got here. He was my roommate last year. Watch guys get on the mound and help us win ball games. That's what it's all about.
All right, Tripp. Nice segue. We didn't even plan that. Luke, sort of the same questions for you over there. You are also a senior. You're from a little closer. Grand Rapids, come over from the west side of the state. I always like to see that, getting athletes from over there, taking them from other MAA schools. But what attracted you to Adrian College?
Honestly, just Rainey and the winning culture in this program. Like Tripp said, I think that was a major reason that I came here. I think that's a lot of reason that a lot of guys come here, is because Rainey sets that precedent and sets that winning record. And when we came in, I think the squad had won maybe 19, or it was something crazy, 18, 19 conferences in a row. And I mean, that's tough to do. I mean, there's many generations of Adrian College baseball players that have known nothing but winning here at that program. So that's definitely something that attracts you to this program and sets this program apart from other MIAA schools, for sure.
Tripp talked about your friendship and his connection also at Adrian College. It sounds like a tight bullpen, and you have to be. You guys spend a lot of time there. What's that like over there? It's kind of your own little world.
Oh, man.
you can say on the air, you know, keep it clean.
The connection our pen has this year is it's crazy to me. And I truthfully didn't think that it could get much better than our freshman year. When we came in our freshman year, our bullpen was really tight, too. We had a good group of guys, and I thought to myself, there's no way that we can have a better meshing group than this one right here. And I think this year we might have topped that. I think the connections that we all have together, and we flow, and we've been really taking advantage of that these last couple weeks.
As I watch the progression of the season for Adrian College baseball, not every inning is going to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, from the starter to the bullpen, but more often than not, your offense does a good job of picking you guys up. I mean, it's a team effort. You know, you look at a box score, 16-13. We had a result like against Alma recently.
Yep.
But sometimes it's like that. And some days the pressure's not on you guys to be absolutely perfect.
And I think that's the thing with this team, man. I think we have a great pen, but some days we're obviously going to struggle and not going to have our A game. But that's where our hitters just come up and step up, and they help us out. They score those 16 runs when we're having a little bit of an off day and we're giving up 13 runs. So I think that's like a great give and take that this team has, and I think we've really done a great job these last few weeks, especially just picking each other up and moving through some of those tougher days that the bullpen has.
Tripp, this season in the MIAA, you have a very good record, 12-6. There's obviously some you probably thought slipped away, and there's a couple that you didn't even get to play a complete game and then one game. So, you know, whatever you want that record to be, could I get your impression of the season from your standpoint?
Yeah, from my standpoint, I mean, I think I said this to some guys the other day. I think we are 3 weeks ahead of where we were last year. I think last year we kind of got hot. After we lost our first game in the MIAA tournament, we lost that first game. We had just, say, like four in a row to Alma. It was a tough time. But after that game, we kind of picked it up and kind of got resurged and went on a run. I think we're at that point about 3 weeks ago. So I think we got hot a long time ago. I think we're hitting our stride now. And honestly, I think we're right now, or exactly right where we need to be, if not better. We're at a time now where we're about to make a run in the postseason, and we've been hot for a while. Mm-hmm. Our guys are hitting well. Our bullpen looks phenomenal. Our starting three guys are unbelievable. So I think we look really good. And where we're at right now, I couldn't be more happy with where we're at. Just got to finish the job, get the job done.
And it's a good league. I think the upper half of the MIAA is very good. And I think Albion could bring something to the table this weekend. They're right about 500. And that's good for you guys, right? It prepares you. It makes that, if you were to win the championship, it makes it feel that much better, you know, that you won a tough league.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I think one thing Coach Rainey's always instilled in us is let's just remember that this league run through us. And we might not have had our best years my sophomore year. Last year we may have came in as a 4 seed, but don't kid yourself. I mean, this league has to go through Adrian if you want to get to where you want to go. And at this point right now, I think we all know that. We understand that. And we just hope other teams know that as well, that we're still a dominant force in the MIAA.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what field you're on. You know, You got to get through the Bulldogs. All right, Luke, I read Tripp stats, so I'm going to read yours too.
Okay.
Career numbers, 29 games, 55 innings, 5-1 record with 44 strikeouts. So looking at that, you are asked to do maybe an inning and a couple batters or two innings. So you're – is there like a defined role in the bullpen? Do you guys have an actual closer? Do you have setup guys, or it's like – who's ready to go and who's on rest and that type of deal, matchups?
It kind of varies on a day-to-day basis. I think we kind of know our roles as of, like, we've got some long guys that can go right after our starters, maybe go out there, and then maybe got some shorter guys that are only good for, like, an inning or two. But okay. I would say for the most part, we've got a lot of guys that can do a ton of things and can get thrown in any situation and still get the job done. Ryan Davis, another great arm that we have. He's had a couple injuries this year that have held him up from being our closer. But if I were to name one closer, that would be our guy that's really come into games, especially earlier on this season, just comes into games, and we know that he's going to close the door on other teams, and he's done a great job of doing that this year.
Speaking of guys that do a lot, Davis, you know, obviously starting third baseman, and he will come in to pitch. Another guy, Jacob Charles, younger guy, right? Young guy, he'll pitch, he'll play second.
Yeah.
I saw him designated hit the other day. And
oh, yeah, he does it all, man.
Ball player. You got a few of those guys in your team, though, that can do it all.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, JC, he's one of our guys. He's been throwing our first games these last few weeks, and he's been pitching phenomenal. I mean, he just went 9 innings against Hope, and he just pitched so well, and then you saw him the next game. He goes out there and just DHs again and gets a couple knocks for us. So, I mean, we got a couple just great athletes like that on our team. I know Bruder, hasn't pitched at all this year, but he's got that capability of coming in and pitching whenever we need him. We've got Ryan Davis, another two-way guy. We've got a lot of athletes on this team that can get the job done, and I think everybody wants to be put in a scenario or a situation that they're going to help us win. I think we got a lot of guys that can do that.
Just ask any shortstop, they can pitch.
Yeah,
that's normally how it goes, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, I'm talking with Tripp Russo and Luke St. Antoine with Adrian College Baseball. I had a great question right off the top. Oh, I think your catcher would be very upset if we went this whole interview without talking about him. The guy behind the plate, David Kedrow, one of the games I called, he got hit by a foul ball at the plate, swinging, got hit by a foul ball behind the plate catching. I mean, Tripp, he's tough as nails.
Yeah, he stepped up this year and did a good job behind the plate. He's always been a second baseman. He's a middle.
Really?
Yeah, he's a middle infield guy. He's a guy that probably has some of the best hands on our team, honestly, and they kind of put him behind the plate to see what he could do back there, and he stepped up, done a good job. I think all the guys love throwing to him. All of our catchers, though, I mean, you know, Marshall Smith, Logan Loeffler, Zach Wade, there's a couple of them, and I think they're the hardest working guys on our team. They're always there for the pitchers. We appreciate all the things they do. Dave has stepped up, done a good job, but as a group, they're definitely our hardest working group, and we wouldn't be where we are as a pitching staff without those guys.
They like the turf for catching purposes, but it can get hot gear, so something else to worry about. Luke, we were talking off air, well, all three of us, but I'll aim the question at you about pitching, the mechanics of it in college. People watch a Major League Baseball now, and they got the pitch communications between the pitcher and catcher. You're not seeing catchers give any signals anymore, which is weird to me, but they have pitch clocks. They have all these disengagement rules.
Oh yeah.
There are some similarities with D3 baseball, and some things are different, some that are the same. What's if somebody came to the ballpark, they came to the Nick tonight for senior day, right?
Yeah.
Senior day today? Yep. Yeah. Congratulations to both of you on
thank you.
But what are they going to notice from the Bulldog pitchers and how they operate?
Honestly, shout out Aaron Klotz. He really hooked us up this year. He got us some of those SmartCast watches, and that's what we've been kind of rolling with all year. It really helps us get pitches from our assistant coaches without having our catchers having to do any signs. We just get that pitch call right on the watch, and he's really hooked us up this year, and I think that's really helped a lot of our infield guys and a lot of our pitchers do what they have to do to get the job done whenever they're in the game.
And obviously it's permitted, right?
Yeah. This is something that we're seeing a lot of D1 programs do, a lot of D2 programs. You're seeing this everywhere now. A lot of these guys are getting all these watches, this cool technology, and we've been blessed to get that this year and kind of try that out and then roll with it. So that's something that we've been really lucky to have this year.
Gone are the days of quarterbacks with the Velcro forearm things with all the plays and stuff and, you know, catchers calling out pitches. All right, last regular season weekend could be, but hopefully not the last game at the Nick for the season. Just today. Albion home today, two at their place tomorrow, weather permitting. Weather's always an issue with spring sports. But Tripp, has it kind of set in that, you know, there's more to do, but you're closer to the end than the beginning for the season?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you just kind of said, like, this could be the last game at home, and I never even thought about that.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're
My
good.
Bad.
No, you're
My
good.
Bad.
You're good. It's a reality. It's a reality that's set upon us. I mean, I'm not looking at this to be our last one. If we're the one seed, we get to host, and that'll be awesome. If we're the two seed, I believe we get one game at home. So, you know, tonight is senior night, like we said. We do have Albion at home tonight, but I'm not thinking it's our last game at home, which is something that we can relish in, and that's exciting.
Any family coming up from
Florida?
Oh,
yeah. I got the whole
got
fam
some
coming.
Crew.
Yeah, just got my dad and his girlfriend came up today. We just had breakfast. Shout out Country Skillet.
You have to.
Yeah,
oh,
I got
where all the kids go.
Brothers, grandparents, my aunts, uncles. We had a big crew coming this weekend.
Oh, great.
I'm looking forward to seeing them. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, they can sit down the third baseline, too, and get a good view of you in the bullpen. Then I don't know what Craig's got in mind, but, you know, you trotting out onto the mound.
Oh, hey.
And we'll see. Luke, kind of the same question of, you hope it's not, but it could be the last game at home, depending on how the other series go in the league. But, same question for you.
Yeah, it's really starting to set in, man. I'm at practice every day and games every day especially. I've just been kind of taking a look around every day and soaking it all in before it's all done for. And it's creeping up on us for sure. But we definitely, I think we got a long way to go this season. I think this is nowhere close to the end, but I'm definitely soaking it all in for the last time. So,
Well, it's senior day, it's a special day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It'll be a fun day, and they always do a great job throwing that senior day on for us. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Quickly for both of you, on top of senior day, three weeks ago, your coach reached another milestone. I don't know if you call him old man or what to do.
Skip.
You just call him Skip?
Oh, just Skipper,
Got 800. I mean, just, you know, say nice things about your coach. Ready, go.
it was cool. I was there for 700 as well, so to be a part of both those milestones is huge. He's done a great job here, and his legacy will live on forever here.
Absolutely. I mean, I think 800 is just another milestone. I think Skip's got it. I think Skip's got 900 in it. So, but that just proves, man, it just shows how dominant he's been since he's been here. And, I mean, 800 wins, that's no easy thing to do. So we're obviously proud of him, and it just those numbers don't lie, and it kind of goes to show what he's done for this program.
All right, let's pile up some more by the time the summer's over. Guys, it was great talking to you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I'll see you later this afternoon.
Awesome.
From up in that comfortable press box. And, good luck this week.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Once again, that was Tripp Russo and Luke St. Antoine with the Adrian College NCAA baseball team. You can hear our broadcast, my broadcast of the game this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Taking on Albion, senior day. We're going to honor Coach Rainey as well. So it's going to be a packed house at the Nick Park strategically. Want to be out of the foul ball zone if you can help it. We'll be right back. Jenny Carlson is going to make a return. Talking some alumni things. Graduation this weekend. Busy weekend for the homecoming queen. All right, we'll talk with Jenny coming up next from Frickers and Adrian. I'm Ian Wendt. This is the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
AC All Access Show. We are live at Frickers on a beautiful looking Thursday afternoon in Lenawee County. My name is Ian Wentz. Stacy Mitchell is right next to me, but off mic as she is during the show, but helping me out with some lunch, and Frickers doing that as well. Second to last show for the year as the sports scene is winding down, and so is the school year. So there are going to be a few hundred new alumni. I hope I said that. Is that the right phrase? Is it alumni, alumnus, alumni?
It is.
What do you call
alumni,
them, Jenny?
Alumni. When okay. It is that big of a group, okay. It is alumni.
We have the director of the alumni here, Jenny Carlson. She is a graduate of Adrian College. She played volleyball and basketball. Prang, put your graduation year on here. I'm not gonna read that, but. She's a Hall of Famer. The Bulldogs did announce their 2024 Hall of Fame class. That's always a big deal, honoring some of the school's most accomplished, distinguished alumni. So,
yeah, it's a great event. My teammate was inducted in 2019, so that was my first experience attending, and then shortly after, or not 2019, 2018, and then shortly after that, the alumni position was posted, and I applied for it, and now we're here, so I have planned a handful of them, and I've been in one, so it is definitely one of my favorite events on campus. I know we talked about it a lot last year before it happened, so I know we'll revisit that this year, but yeah, we're pretty excited about this class. They're excited. We have a big team going in, so there's four lacrosse teams, and what's been exciting is the teams have been hockey and baseball for so long because mm-hmm. there's so many accomplishments, but right. 2 years ago we brought in a soccer team, and we had over 100 people from the team and their families, and now I'm like, what are we going to do with four teams if we had that big of a showing?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm pretty excited. I think it'll be, you know, a well-attended event like always, and as we flip over to homecoming mode, we'll have the alumni awards people finalized here soon, and it's 5 months away-ish, but it'll be here in no time.
Yeah,
so.
Summer goes by in a flash. That's why you need to announce it now so people can plan and,
yes.
and take some time off work and travel wherever they need to go. What is the criteria for a player and or a team? Is there a time frame that they need to be done with the school?
Yeah, the main criteria, I believe, is a 10 years out. I'm relatively new to the Hall of Fame committee, but 10 years out is the main thing that it looks at.
Okay.
And then there's a nomination form online. And I know Prang and, you know, previous SIDs and Brent Greenwood, they really compile a lot of the stuff beforhand. So we know, you know, if there's someone who has a great year this year, yeah, they can't go
in
until 33.
Oh, that's nice. Right.
But they do go in something so that we just have the information there. So,
okay.
And we have a lot of good athletes. I mean, we had a lot of good past athletes, but it's crazy since, you know, the last 15 years, the All-Americans, the teams that have finished where they've finished. I mean,
you have a national champion, you have a World Series participant,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Frozen Fours, and,
yeah.
you know.
So I think we have the next 20 years is going to be exciting for the Hall of Fame.
Well, as soon as bass fishing hits 10 years, I mean, that hit the ground running and wrestling,
right?
Too.
Right. I mean, yeah, we had a break in wrestling, and so now it's like that 70s team is in there, but now you got 10 years out from last year's team and this year's team, and, you know, that's a worthy team to go into the Hall of Fame. So it's definitely, it's worth a lot of conversations, and I think it's harder now to pick them because you are comparing such high-achieving athletes.
Absolutely. Talking with the alumni director at Adrian College, Jenny Carlson. I think she's been on about once or twice a semester, so we're staying up to date with things going on.
Yeah.
You're big into planning alumni, like, engagement events.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I see there's, you know, an event in Florida, or you'll have a Tigers Day or a Mud Hens Day. It looks like you have a summer calendar kind of planned out.
Yeah, we do. So when I started, I think one of the big things that we can get people all engaged on is some of our pro athletes or athletic events. And I know in the beginning, Detroit didn't have the best teams to try and build fun around.
Yes.
When I first started, I know that they had really successful Tigers nights in July, and then there was a giveaway piece to it, so it was a hat, and COVID hit. So we had all these things that we had built up, and then it was 2 years out because then the protocol changed what we could do, and then we weren't going to be able to sit with each other, and so we kind of put a pause on things. But we've set the dates and kind of have a tentative, like, year in advance. Like, we know our Tigers game is going to be in July. We know our Pistons game is going to be in January. We just started out with the Red Wings. So this summer, we are back with the Tigers. This will be the third year, I believe, since COVID. We went from like 25 attendees to 80 to hopefully we'll be 150 this year. That's what I'm really hoping for. The giveaway for the Tigers game is a quarter zip. So everyone we work with has a co-branded Bulldogs and the pro team gear that they give out. So we're pretty excited about that. We haven't been able to do a giveaway with the Tigers for a couple of years. So hopefully that'll increase ticket sales. But that event is in July. it's July 26th. It's a Friday. You can find information on the Adrian College website, but also in our Facebook pages, and we push it out in other areas.
Right.
And then another huge tie to the school, and especially back in the day with a lot of our older alums and former presidents, is the Pitt area. And then now we do have some new alums out there, and we have an alum who works with the Pirates. And after seeing all of the stuff we've been doing with the Detroit teams, she was like, can we try and do it here? So I reached out and asked, you know, the Pitt alum if they were interested, and I got a good response. So we will be doing the same thing in Pittsburgh in June.
I was going to say University of Pittsburgh for people that don't know the short.
Yes.
Yeah, the shortened word.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we'll be headed out to, it's a Pittsburgh Pirates game. It's Saturday, June 22nd, and those tickets are also available on the website and our Facebook pages. So that's the sports-wise stuff that we're doing. We also are in the middle of planning a Washington, D.C. trip. We have a conference out there, so we're looking to do a gathering. That'll just be kind of more like a happy hour slash that type of thing, more to come. And then new is an alumni day at Cedar Point. So we are going to, it's a ticket package, and then it's a lunch that everyone's able to come and eat at. So there's information about that on the website, I believe, as well. If not, that'll all be updated after we get through this big weekend.
Yes.
But yeah, so little things, big things, whatever we can do to kind of get people engaged. We're always looking for different areas. You know, I try to use our system and set a radius to see where we have the most alums to get involved. So it's my plan to grow that, because to me it's just the best way to get people engaged, is get them involved with each other and then mm-hmm. get them back to campus. And then how do we keep, you know, keeping their passion alive for Adrian?
Yeah. And then with all these athletes I've been talking to the sports season, they're from everywhere.
We just had
a gentleman from Tampa.
They
talked to people from Washington State, California.
Yep.
Utah, obviously a lot of Canadians go to the school. That'd be a little tricky to navigate a Canada trip, but I do like the Cedar Point idea, because, and I don't know when we the college started it,
yeah,
but the freshmen would go there.
Yep, yep.
For welcome week.
Yep, they
so
do.
So I think that's another draw to, like, oh, remember when
full circle.
Full circle.
Love that. Yeah. It's been a couple of years since they've started that one, so hopefully we'll pull in a couple kids. But I definitely love the full circle thing. I mean, we've looked at the Chicago area. I mean, we've done little bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. But it's funny because, you know, we're a small town and we love going to big town.
Yes.
Big town people don't love going to the big town when they live there.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like we try to find this happy medium of a location because, you know, when they live that lifestyle, it's not like they love to go down to Chicago at happy hour, you know, and drive through all that traffic versus like we're like, yeah, we're in Chicago.
Let's do it for the weekend. Yeah. They want to come here and
relax and look at
the changes to campus, the things that they can see. Talking with Jenny Carlson with the Alumni Relations Director of that alumni department. The only way you can really become an alum officially is to graduate.
Yeah.
So we're going to send how many hundreds are ready to go?
Yeah, so we have around 260 undergrads that'll be walking across the stage this weekend, and around 30 graduates that'll be graduating with their master's degree. So it'll be another pretty full house, give or take 300. Right? That's the ballpark number to plan for. But yeah, I mean, campus looks great. If you guys haven't been, the pink flowers are back. So we love how
it's a good recruiting tool.
Oh, I mean, we get so many comments and ask, like, what's the pink flowers for and all that. But it is a great recruiting tool. So last week, we had our campus-wide beautification. So we were out there so I can point out the flowers that I put in the ground. And so let's get to be mine for this summer. But, we have honors night for our seniors this weekend. So it's kind of a cool celebration that we do with them. And then Sunday's graduation. Last year, out of my office, I started a graduation send-off toast. So I'm pretty excited. It's year two for that. And we do that in the morning of graduation when we do their big class picture. So I'm excited to do that again, too. Yeah,
couple additions. When a Bulldog graduates, they can kind of feel like, okay, I've had this community for 4 or 5 years, and I'm in the world. What's the best way, besides getting a job and moving here like I did, to stay connected with the school? Is it just an email or stay in touch on social media? What's the preferred way for you, for people to stay in touch with the school?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the preferred way would be to update your contact information so that I can still get a hold of you.
The
Bulldog Bite. Yep. So on the website, there is on the alumni page, it says update your contact information. So that's always huge for us. I mean, we send out like a biweekly alumni email so that people know like what's going on. The events are in that. So I always really push people to get that so that they know. Obviously, all of our social media platforms is another way that we try to reach out to people. I just want to know how to get a hold of people so that they know. I mean, just update your email. But we also know that like there's different ways. So we're hoping to eventually get a couple more mailers back to old school ways. Like people are sick of looking at cell phones, right? Like they don't want to stare at a screen anymore. So getting paper, getting something physical in the mail, I mean, that's obviously, we hope to have that on the radar. I mean, we send a couple mailers out like for big things, but stay in touch.
Yes.
Let us know. We love to share big news.
Speaking of sharing things, I'll scroll through social media and see Alumni Spotlight.
Yeah.
Is that what you guys are calling it?
Yep.
That's something that has been started, and to your credit and somebody's credit, it's continued. It's not one of those, hey, this is cool, and you do it for a month, and then it's a pain in the butt. You know, you gotta keep it going, and you have. So that's a very cool opportunity.
Yeah, it's. I love how you explain that because, so I get to have.
I've been part of things like that are great ideas, and then it's like, things happen.
Yeah, so I have, you know, different student workers. I've had interns, but they don't stay with you forever, right? And we always want something that is going to attract alums to our page and get them involved. And so, you know, we've done the Flashback Friday. We've done the Where Are They Wednesday. We do a Christmas giveaway. And what I tell all of them is, like, I love your ideas. Like, give me your ideas, but let's talk through them, because when you leave, either I'm taking them over or the next person has to be easily able to do that. And so in the beginning, we put that out there and asked for people to give information, and it was slow. So we did it bi-weekly, and now, I mean, people see it and they'll fill out the form. So like maybe 1 week we'll get two or three new alums, and then maybe we'll go 2 weeks with nothing. But we have so many in there now that we literally have it templated out till September. So it's like, it's really exciting that people are catching on and they're seeing it and they want to be pushed and they want to be, yeah. So no, I love and push my interns and student workers to come up with new ideas, because I think, you know this, like with social media, if you're not showing the next and bright and shiny thing or the next interesting thing, people aren't going to come to your page, and it's already hard enough for your page to be seen, right, let alone. So yeah, I think it's exciting, and I love seeing the comments and like how many times it gets shared and like whose mom writes on it or who's, you know, it's just, it's exciting to see. And and now there's definitely a range too. So there's like some of our older alums, younger alums, and so you get to see a good mix.
I've seen a couple around when I was in school there and going, all right.
Well, yeah.
I'm in it now.
Yeah.
Part of that crew. Alumni spotlights with careers and
did you fill out a form?
No.
Well, fill one out. Let's get you up there, Ian.
Why do I need to fill out a form?
Because I gotta know what you're doing. I gotta know what your favorite Richie meal was. What was your favorite Richie meal?
Oh boy.
I know, exactly. See, you can't
even. It's probably different than what it is now.
Hey, that's my favorite part of the generational thing, because again, you didn't give my class year, but I had a year in Old Richie. And so I know what the Old Richie offered that none of your generation does.
Pre-2000, when you graduated.
2009.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say it, Jenny.
Yeah. But my commencement was also in Docking Stadium.
Oh.
So I was there in those mixes as well.
The relatively new.
It was new.
Yeah.
My sophomore year.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So, yeah.
Huh.
Pretty fun.
Yeah. Fun times. Yeah, I don't have a favorite Richie meal.
Well, I always bring up
fries.
I always bring up there was steak and shrimp night, and this goes way back. And you got a ticket when you walked in the door so that you couldn't go through multiple times. So steak and shrimp night was like once a semester, and when you got in, you got a ticket, because once you gave your ticket, you couldn't go back in to get extra.
Yeah.
So and the older generations talk about steak and shrimp night all the time. So
it's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not a crazy gap, but there's a little gap there.
16, but a lot happened.
Yeah.
A lot happened.
Yeah.
Like even in my 4 years, a lot happened. You saw a lot of the academic. I saw a lot of the athletic transformations.
Very true. Yeah.
I mean,
they were putting finishing touches on the circle fountain at by the kind of new renovated Tobias room.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Peel Jones were separate.
I came in and I actually just talked about this at the D1 banquet, but I came in and my freshman year football was at the high school. Coach Rainey played at Island Park, right? Not Island Park,
Riverside. Yeah.
And there was no ice rink. We had bonfires in that grassy area at homecoming. So it's like, and that all came back to back to back. I mean, we were I'm in that picture right there of the dedication. Our team is in that circle up there. So we were there for that. We were there for the groundbreaking of the NIC. We were there for the ice. So it was really an exciting time to see, I mean, the growth. I mean, you've heard it a million times. There was 15 sports teams my freshman year. There's 50-some.
Yeah, 50 plus ish.
Yeah. We got to talk to Prang about that. He's the official keeper of all that.
And to bring it full circle, a lot of these projects couldn't happen without
donors, supporters, all of our awesome alumni and friends.
Yeah.
And we just have great support.
And stay connected.
Yeah.
With Jenny.
Exactly.
See? You're off the hook now. Now the tough part of your weekend is getting through graduation and then taking a deep breath at the end of it.
It'll be a lot of steps in these next 3 days.
Yeah.
Be keeping track.
Looking at your fancy watch.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Well, thanks for updating us on things going on with alumni. The best way, aside from getting like a newsletter and stuff, just go to
the website and find the alumni page.
Yeah.
Yep, that'll be the best.
All right. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.
Once again, the alumni director at Adrian College, Jenny Carlson. Her time is up. She's out the door. Look at her go. Oh, no, she's going to the table. We're going to talk some softball. Oh, she has lunch. We're going to talk some softball next. A couple of very quality pitchers are going to take center stage. If you listen to the games yesterday, these two ladies combined gave up two hits and one run. We need to talk about that a little bit. A couple AC softball players, they're coming up next. We're here at the AC All Access Show from Frickers in Adrian on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College athletics event.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Show live from Frickers in Adrian. Check out their everyday values. Boneless frickin' chicken wings, bone-in frickin' chicken wings, sirloin steak dinner, and Thursday special, frickin' chicken chunks. Boy, great place to be. Frickers in Adrian, right on Main Street. I was walking by the patio to get in here. Looks real nice. Cleaned off. Tables are set, so as our weather turns, we'll spend more time outside. But a very nice atmosphere inside as well. They've been the host for the ACL Access Show all season long. Just one more show after today. It's going to be me and praying. So, yeah. You'll want to tune in for that. A full hour of Ian and praying talking to Bulldog Athletics. But right now, we're going to talk some softball. And I think we picked two good games to broadcast yesterday. You two ladies didn't really have to do a lot. We're talking with Macy Shang and Abby Patton. They are 1A and 1B. You can decide whichever one's your favorite. You can pick which one, but they're both having a very good season for Adrian College. Both starting pitchers, a couple wins over Olivet yesterday, 12-0 and 20-1. We're going to talk about the one briefly. But anyway, we're going to start things off with the pitcher I've been making fun of for one mistake, and that's okay. Abby Patton, thanks for doing this. You're just a junior. You came up here from Greenwood, Indiana. What brought you to Adrian College a handful of years ago?
I really liked the atmosphere at Adrian, and I liked the small school aspect of it, and the softball program, the sports facilities, they were all amazing in Adrian, so I decided that's where I wanted to be, and it felt like home.
How far away, roughly, is Greenwood from here?
I can make it about 3.5 hours.
Okay.
So not too far.
Yeah, it's far enough away, but not too far.
Yes, yeah.
Right in the sweet spot. Yeah. Have you been throwing a softball since you were two or three, like a lot of these
athletes? My mom actually played softball in college, so it was kind of just inherited down to me, so.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. Did she also pitch or kind of do everything?
Yeah, she pitched as well. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's genetic, too.
Yes, yeah.
Macy's, sort of the same questions for you. I do kind of know where Wasion is. You're a little bit closer than Abby, but what brought you north of the border to Michigan?
I chose Adrian because it was the closest to home, and I really just enjoyed the drive and whatnot, but it's amazing campus. Everybody there is so welcoming, and, you know, the small classes sizes really make it feel like you're getting that one-on-one contact with your professors, and beautiful campus.
One thing that I, looking back, kind of really appreciated, I knew it while I was there, but really looking back, it's like you have the opportunity to do a lot of different things on top of your main reason for being in school. I mean, you're here to play softball, obviously, but, I mean, you have a teammate that plays two sports. I'm sure you guys are involved in other things other than softball on campus, so we'll kind of start with Abby with that. Do you do stuff outside the diamond and field, or are you just a nose-to-the-grindstone kind of softballer?
I kind of just stick to academics and softball, so, but I have to spend a lot of time studying and stuff. It really takes up all my time, so.
Yeah, well, by the time you're a junior, I kind of figured out, oh, I got to open these books, not just buy them and then return them.
Yeah.
All right, Macy, sort of the same thing. Do you do stuff outside softball?
No, not really. All right. I'm just working on my degree.
Perfect. Coach has a couple of dedicated players here. let's run through some of these numbers provided by your sports information director. Macy, you have been in the circle, 19 games, 17 starts, just a touch over 3 on the ERA, 15 complete games. That really is something that I appreciate and I think is very cool for softball is you could throw a complete game, 7 innings, and then you could probably throw a second game if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
Is that part of both of your motivations? We'll go with Macy. Like, you have the ability to go the full game and just, there's no second thoughts about, you know, if you're pitching well, and coach knows if you're pitching well, you're in the whole game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be cool, right? I mean, 15 complete games, you start and you end the game.
Yeah. Yep,
it's very
been
cool.
been my goal since the start.
I mean, well, you started 17 and completed 15. I should have looked at the stats. Did you complete the game yesterday?
No. Allison Tenhove went in the last inning.
Okay, and same thing happened for the game I did with you, Abby. And, you know, that hurts your complete games for the start stat. We'll talk to Coach about that. She could get another inning out of you. You didn't give him a complete game yesterday.
I know, I'm rude.
Yeah, she's rude, she says. but this season, and I've talked with your coach, Kaylee Fox, a couple times, and it's about making it back to the postseason, which you did. Congratulations. What, you know, we'll figure out what seed and where you're going to play and what your matchup is, but you talk about things you want to achieve this year, and Abby, it's get to the postseason. You want to win the MIAA, obviously, but if you can't, you want to make it to the postseason, win that tournament, and see what you can do in the NCAA. You have one of those checked off. You clinched the postseason with your wins yesterday. Could you talk about that, especially how close this team was last year, and you're kind of setting yourself up again this year to be in that same spot?
Yeah, I think our team, we saw last year what we could do, and I think we're taking that into this year. We know we have a target on our backs, and we know we're going to get everyone's best game going in. So I think it's important for us to realize that we can do great things and that we're on track to, you know, doing even better than last year. So I think we're just excited to see where we end up this year since we were so close last year.
Same thing?
Yep.
Macy?
Yep.
Abby,
can't
laid it all
anything.
Out.
Yep.
Just get back to the spot and give yourself a chance.
Cause yep.
When you guys keep trying everything that they could handle last year in the postseason and you brought a lot back, I will say that, a very experienced team. With that experience, Coach Fox, this is her second season. So you two were freshmen, or you played your freshman year under the prior coach. And your sophomore and junior year now have been with Coach Fox. And in this day and age, people are quick to up and leave. There's a new coach, and you guys stuck it out. Could you talk about sort of that decision and playing for Coach Fox? Knowing that she's like 10 feet away.
Yeah. I think we just knew that we could kind of have a restart, and we knew the talent we had on our team, and so we trusted her to come in, and obviously she did great things with the team, and I think it's really great to see how much we've grown, because we have the same people we had our freshman year, but mm-hmm. we just grew a little bit and found our potential. So.
Macy, anything to add with that of sticking with it and like, hey, you guys had to make a decision as 18 and 19-year-olds to buy into what Coach was laying out for you guys?
Yeah, I think we were all just really excited to get a fresh start and maybe see what, Coach has in store for us. And obviously it worked out real well, so.
I'd say so, too.
Yeah.
She's very forward about the expectation for you guys and what she thinks you guys can do. She's very confident in that. Does that help you as players to know that Coach has your back?
Yeah, a lot, actually.
Yeah. Very cool. I'd appreciate that. Macy, I need to finish reading your stats. You mm-hmm. have 102 strikeouts in 111 innings. People can do the basic math on that. That's not a strikeout per inning. Excellent. All right, Abby, now your stats. 17 starts, 19 games, 14 complete. Coach owes you one. That's okay. You'll find it somewhere. 110 and two-thirds innings pitched, 70 strikeouts. And yesterday, you kind of showed some fielding ability, too. Had a couple come right back to the mound and made some plays. Could you talk about the defense behind you? Because that was, aside from the batters yesterday, I think the defense really separated you and Olivet is, when there was a ball in the outfield, there was a good chance it was going to be caught, and that wasn't necessarily the case for Olivet, and you guys were fielding ground balls and making the plays. Does that give you more confidence to just play your game when you have good defense behind you and a good catcher in front of you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's really nice when you get to trust your defense because, if you do make a mistake, your defense will be there to back you up. And I think my defense has made so many great plays, and it just really gets everyone excited, and it just makes it fun to get excited for your teammates, especially when they have your back in the field. So,
Talked to a couple of pitchers for the boys team, men's team, sorry. I have to talk about not just pitching, AC, but catching. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get her first name, and I know her last name is Leviate. She's the young lady who's been catching for the games I've called, but you guys will rotate depending on the game. Do you have the same kind of signaling for pitches, like a pitch communication with them, or is it old school? Put down the signal between their legs, and you shake them off. And
yeah, it's more of the signal, and then
old school.
Yep, but okay. Our coach gives our catcher the sign, and then she signals it to me, and we all get it worked out. Yep.
You have to have trust with a pitcher and a catcher. There were some swinging strikes on changeups that I saw that hit the dirt, foot or two in front of the plate, mm-hmm. and you hope that your catcher can complete the play. We hear that on broadcast all the time of, that pitcher really trusts that catcher to throw a ball in the dirt. Maybe it's intentional. Maybe you want to throw one way outside the zone and hope they swing at it. But Abby, to have a staple of catchers back there that can make those plays is kind of, it speaks for itself. You're 10-4 in conference play. You're 27-9 on the season. So it really makes the team complete when you have that the backstop. All right, looking forward, you have, as I mentioned, you've clinched a postseason berth. Right now you're in fourth. I believe the highest you could get is second if things go your way. This weekend you have a couple games with Kalamazoo on the road this weekend. It's just kind of roll into the weekend and take care of what you can, and maybe some things will go your way elsewhere in the conference, right?
Yes, for sure. Yes.
That's interesting, though. Do you before I read this last stat here, are you like, do you look at big picture things? Do you scoreboard watch when you're not playing, obviously, and you're checking the standings and how this team do against this team, and you look at regional rankings? Abby, do you care about that stuff during the season, or you leave that up to coach?
Kind of both. I think the team likes to know where we're at and where we stand. I think it's kind of fun to see where everyone else is placing and like where we could be. But we also kind of let coach handle that a lot too, and that way we focus on just winning games, and that way we're not too worried about stats and things like that.
What makes the lineup is very similar, but what do you think makes this team a little bit different and in ways better than last year?
I just think because we saw our potential, we know we can grow from that, and we've been so close with, I mean, the national champions, Trine, we've been so close with them in so many games, and we know we can beat them. So I think just having our team keep growing as a unit, I think that's what's going to make us even more successful this year.
Yeah, I look at, I'm going to switch seasons in sports, but men's basketball, they've played Trine, ironically the same school, tough, 2 out of 3 times. And the Thunder went on to win that national championship too, so it's right there. And it's a lot. I think it's a lot of mental, like believing in yourself, seeing the results. I mean, I circled the Trine games this year. I said they could win one or both of these games, and if they don't, they're going to be darn competitive. And that's exactly what they were. Does that add to your motivation to get back and play that same team again?
Oh, for sure. Yes. I think we're ready to beat them.
Yeah, I think right. That kind of like lights a fire under you to really get it.
Got to get there first, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Got to get there first. Kalamazoo is up next year on the road for that one, a doubleheader to end the conference season. Coach, they're in some travel for you guys. Could you talk about that a little bit? You're going down to, was it Kentucky to play a game?
That one actually got rained out. It's canceled now.
Yeah. They already canceled it for next week? Wow. Okay, so your regular season's going to end on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, rest up for the conference tournament.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great. Macy, Abby, both did a great job. It was nice talking to you. Yeah. And we've watched you play a couple times, and it's good to talk about Bulldog softball with you and a great season so far, but I don't think you're done yet. You have plenty more games to go. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Again, that was Abby Patton and Macy Shang with the Adrian College softball team. A couple of juniors. So one more year with them. This year's not done yet, though. They have more to do. We'll keep an eye on them throughout the postseason. That's going to do it for us, actually, from Frickers and Adrian, the ACL Access Show. The last time we'll talk to student athletes this season. Next week, Mike Prang, Sports Information Director, he's going to sit down. We're going to talk about the whole season, fall, winter, spring, whole thing. Full season, full year recap. Should be a good one, 2 to 3 o'clock right here at Frickers and on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. Thanks to John Kane for hanging out back in our cave studios. One more week for the ACL Access Show this year. You have been tuned in right here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit adrianbulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at adrianbulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.